Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is so good to talk to my next guest. I tell you, the kids affectionately know him as Uncle Charles, and the world is taking note of the amazing accomplishments that he has done and the contributions he's made to sports broadcasting, whether it is in women's sports or in baseball. He has just covered it all. And it's been in the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder newspaper. And every time I turn around and I look up, somebody's giving him an award of some kind. So, Uncle Charles Hallman, I just have to say congratulations about four or five times for all of the accolades that you have been receiving lately. It's like all of a sudden everybody knew you was here. I was like, where y'all been? He's been in this business 44 years. Where have y'all been that y'all wanted to wait on the 44th year to all of a sudden start giving this man all his flowers? What happened, Uncle Charles? Did you get an agent or something? What in the hell happened that all of a sudden everybody's giving you all these awards? It was like one day we woke up and you had five awards.
It's that penny I picked up on the street. You don't walk past a penny now, so I pick up that penny and could get 99 more, I get a dollar. So I pick up that
okay.
penny.
Okay.
That's what it did. What did it?
Okay.
I don't know.
before we start talking about this article that has almost gone viral, everybody is talking about it, everybody is debating it, we have got to talk about all of the accolades that you've received lately. Seriously, it is one organization after another, one corporation after another, one foundation, one league after another is saying, we want to give these flowers to Charles Hallman. We want to give this award to Charles Hallman. We want to induct Charles Hallman. How does that feel after 44 years in this business to still be working and folks recognize you?
Well, you know, God is good, for one. And two is that, it shows in some respect, you know, perseverance and hard work does get noticed. I never got into this business for awards. I didn't get into this business for these honors. But as my children have told me this year, Dad, you need to accept it and enjoy it because this is what people are seeing from you. And I'm happy for that. I'm better now than I was early this year when all these awards was coming because I just say, why me? And I was asking, but now I can say, okay, I look back into my body of work and I have done some good things. And hopefully I made some changes, made some impact on sports and the things that I've written about that had made a difference and that people are now seeing that. And I'm thankful that I'm alive because sometimes they give you flowers and you ain't seeing them because
right.
your casket top is down. You can't see through the top.
Oh my gosh. And you know, that's the thing. And I hate that we do that all the time. We recognize people, we celebrate them after they are gone and it is too late. I'm like, why? I'm always like, why didn't y'all say this stuff when this person was still here, when this person was still alive, when they can appreciate it? And you know, the thing about you is, and I know you don't, do it for the awards, because I'm usually the one telling people you won an award. You would just go about the entire day knowing you've been inducted into the Hall of Fame, knowing you've won this award, knowing you've been recognized for this by this prestigious group, and you just putting out articles about your stories. I'm like, hey, back up, everybody. Charles Harmon just got inducted to the Hall of Fame. Did everybody want to stop and say congratulations? And everybody will be talking about you, and it'll be like 2 or 3 hours later, you finally jump on social media and say, oh, by the way, thank you. I'm like, what were you doing? Oh, I was working on a story. No, sir. No, sir. You've been inducted into the Hall of Fame. I'm going to need you to stop.
I like what Satchel Paige used to say. You don't look back. Somebody might be gaining on you. So you gotta keep working. That's all.
Well, I am just tickle pink that the world knows. Well, we all know here in the Twin Cities is that you are fabulous in every sense of the word. Now, we got to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I want to talk to you about this new column you wrote, How Blacks in Baseball Get Pigeonholed. More with Charles Harmon after the break. His latest article has us thinking. How Blacks Get Pigeonholed in Baseball. Charles Harmon with the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder newspaper is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk to us about his latest and one of his most controversial columns. Charles, thank you so much for being here. Talk to me about this story.
Well, you know, I've been a lover of baseball. I've been watching baseball since I was 10 years old, and growing up, you saw black pitchers on teams. But I've been covering the Twins for over 20 years, and they've had exactly two black pitchers in my time of covering them. So and only one starter pitching, and that's the one as Chris Archer this year. So I asked them the elephant in the room question. I asked them, why isn't there more black pitchers? And he confirmed what I always believe, that pitching and pitchers and catchers are considered thinking man positions, similar to what quarterback is in football. So therefore, they don't see blacks as being in those roles. So what they do, they convert them to other positions, especially if they have some athletic skills. So therefore, they'd be outfielders, or they might be a shortstop. They won't be first baseman. They don't put too many blacks in first base, and they definitely won't put a catcher. So I wanted to say it like that, that you still, in 2022, you still have blacks. If they come out for baseball, if they got any athletic skill, they get pushed in the outfield, they get put in other positions, and if they could throw the ball, they won't ever get a chance to do that unless they got a coach that believes in them. The Gophers had two black pitchers on their team this year. That's the most they've had in over 10 years. So you count that. Two black pitchers on the Gophers, you got one black pitcher on the Twins, you got one black pitcher on the Saints. That's four. You can count on the number of black pitchers on one hand.
And still got a finger left. And still got a finger left.
Yeah.
In all these years, why hasn't it changed? You know, they say perceptions have changed, and we're living in a post-racial society, especially when you start talking about sports and athletics, and it should be your skill set and how good you are in a position. Why are we still dealing with this in 2022?
Oh, well, you know, baseball is one of the last sports to be integrated. Baseball is considered that pure all-American sport. So if it's a pure all-American sport, then therefore they don't see us as doing that. It's no different than how many black broadcasters you know, how many black writers that covers baseball teams. I'm in a press box 99 times a year, and I might be the only one in there. Okay, and that's from both teams. That's from Minnesota, that's from visiting team. And some visiting teams have black majority populations, like Detroit, they don't have a black writer. Chicago, they don't have a black writer. Atlanta, I mean, you know, that's ridiculous, because the image is we can't do those type of things. And that's cultural conditioning. And so, therefore, baseball is very guilty of that, because it's that pure sport. Is, you know, they don't. They shouldn't. They could play basketball and football. And so now black parents get hung up in that, because baseball don't promote itself like they should. They always they just rely on the sport itself as opposed to, you know, who LeBron James is, but you can't name the top five black players in baseball. You can't name it, and no one else can do it because you don't hear them. You don't see them on TV. Byron Buxton is one of the best players in baseball when he's not hurt, but you don't see him. You don't see him on TV. You don't see him talked about. But LeBron James selling chips, okay? So baseball still has a long way to go, and you still got people in the game that still have that old-time thinking, of, well, y'all, no, we don't want a black pitcher. He could play in the outfield. He's quicker there, okay? He can bat there. And, you know, so it's an age-old argument. I've been wanting to write that article for a while, and I finally got somebody to talk to me about it. And I have another article coming out next week. I'm interviewed the black pitcher and the Saints. And so it's just interesting that the two black pitchers talked to me and was willing to be honest with me and talk about playing the sport that they love and how they, you know, they was able to break through that pigeonhole mentality.
And, you know, that's the reason that you're winning all these awards, that your career has spanned four decades, that you are trusted in your field. You know, what is it that will allow these pitchers to open up to you on these controversial topics and be as transparent as they can when they wouldn't do that to anybody else? What's different about you and the way you engage and relate to these people?
You know, Shaletta, I thought about that this morning on my way here to Hamlin University for the football game I'm covering, is that I don't try to get you. I don't want to get you. I don't want to get a quote from you I can blast out. I want to just have a conversation. And oftentimes, I talk to anybody as they are the expert. I'm not. I want you to tell me why you're a black pitcher. I want you to tell me what pitching is all about. I'm not going to tell you what I know, okay, because I never pitched a game. Okay, I threw that opening pitch.
I was going to say, now, I did see some pitches of you throwing the opening pitch at the Twins game.
But I don't try to get you, okay? So, therefore, I think because I talk in a respectful way and I don't talk down to young people or anybody I speak to, so, therefore, they feel more apt to open up to me because I'm conversational. I'm not throwing questions at them that's too hard. I'm not throwing questions at them. They don't want to answer. And I'm not trying to get them on anything. Okay, I'm not trying to expose them on anything. These young men, when Chris Archer told me that the reason why he's a black pitcher, he had a black JV coach who won, I said, wow, I've never heard that before. I never heard that. He said if he didn't have that kind of coach, he wouldn't have been a black pitcher. He'd have been playing an outfield. So those kind of things okay, would you see that in a Star Tribune or the Pioneer Press? Probably not because they're not interested in that. But I was. And so that's why, sir. You got my secret. It's out now.
We got the recipe to the secret sauce, and I just appreciate the sauce you put on all your stories, Charles Harmon with the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder newspaper. Thank you for being on the Shaletta Show and spending a part of your afternoon with me.
Thank you. Now, breaking news, man. I'm going to be another grandfather. My youngest son's going to have a second child, so we're going to have four grandchildren soon.
You heard it right here first. Congratulations on the grandbabies and the great awards. Y'all don't go anywhere. We've got more of this great show coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!